you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When you're learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life, learning the facts of life.
Come on, Natalie, stop stalling and call him.
I'm not stalling.
You are too. You're a chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
I'll bark, bark, bark to you too.
Girls, the bark stops here. What's your problem?
She wants to ask Alan to be her partner in the dance contest, but she's scared.
Tootie.
Go for it, Natalie. The two of you may be the next Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire.
I don't know. I could just see the two of us dancing. He throws me out and never takes me back.
Hello.
Hello. May I help you?
Hello, may I help you?
Well, I'm just here to restock the candy machines.
Oh, well, what happened to Mr. Davis?
Oh, I'm working for him after school.
Oh.
He's my uncle.
Your uncle? Oh, well, it's nice to meet you,
Fred.
Oh, Fred. Well, as long as you know what to do.
Lady, please. I am so together, you can't tell where I begin and where I end.
Maybe not, but I sure like his continuity.
Hey, Tootie, you left your sketchbook in the library.
Oh, thanks.
What were you doing in the library? Reading Dumbo?
I don't have to read Dumbo. I bunk next to her.
Tootie, you constantly amaze me with your talent. These dress designs are gorgeous.
Thank you. They're my art project. I was supposed to do a still life, but Natalie kept eating my bowl of fruit.
Only the nectarines. You can't just let nectarines sit there.
Anyway, Miss Wilson said I could do some fashion designs instead. I wish I could actually make one of these, except I don't have any material.
Oh, my. I'm getting another one of my brilliant ideas.
It's just the tacos from lunch.
My father just sent me some fabulous fabric from Hong Kong. You can bring your new design to life, and I'll have a new dress for the dance.
Okay, it's a deal.
Great. It won't take that much material. I am only a size 7.
Where? Your feet?
Who's your partner for the dance contest, Blair?
Oh, no, I'm not entering the contest. Are you kidding? No one can beat Tootie and Carl. They won last year. They'll win this year.
Oh, what makes you say that?
I love dance contests. You know, when I was your age, I was the jitterbug queen of Appleton, Wisconsin. Did I ever tell you about it?
Yeah.
When I did the Jersey bounce, mop, I showed the Jersey bounce. Oh, yeah. All right, show's over. Come on, hit those books.
I'll go get the material for the rest, Tootie.
Okay. I'd better stay and clean these tables. They're filthy.
Well, Tootie, they're spotless.
Spotless is not good enough. You can go, Mrs. Garrett. I'll handle it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I did see a few spots. It's wonderful to see someone so conscientious.
Hi, Fred. I'm Tootie.
Hi. Oh, would you like a candy bar? It's on me.
Thanks.
Say, Tootie, what's it like going to school in a place like this?
It's a cross between summer camp and Sing Sing.
I mean, you got any sisters here?
No, but I have two brothers at home.
Girl, you gotta get with it. Don't you know a sister from a sister?
Oh, sister. Sure, I've got sisters here.
You gonna stay here much longer?
Until I graduate.
It's a long time to be living in a ivory tower.
What are you talking about, Fred?
You know what color ivory is.
Somebody must have slam dunked your brain. I'm happy here, and I got a lot of friends, and they all treat me as an equal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you are, Tootie. Here's the material for my dress. Am I interrupting anything? Well, this is what I had in mind. You know, something simple but elegant. You did a wonderful job on this one. I love the empire waist and the spaghetti straps.
Thanks.
Oh, and remember, I need it in time for the dance. Thanks a lot, Tootie. She is a gem.
Some equal. You do her laundry, too?
It's not like that. I want to make that dress.
Sure. Just like our people want it to pick cotton.
Fred, back off.
Can't you hear how she talks down to you?
That's just Blair. She talks down to everyone.
I bet she talks lower to you.
Come on now, that's a friend of mine you're talking about.
Yeah? You ever been invited to her house?
No. But she's never been invited to mine either.
Are you trying to tell me you girls are tight?
Are you kidding? We're like a family. We're tighter than the Osmonds.
Don't you mean the Osmonds plus one Jackson?
Come on, Fred.
Hey. I wouldn't get on your case, except I hate to see such a foxy chick like yourself fading in front of my face.
You got it half right. I am foxy. But I'm not fading, and those girls are my best friends.
Then good luck, because when you mix a black horse in with a bunch of white ones, all you end up with is a confused zebra.
I don't know if I want to talk to you anymore.
Hey, be cool. We're just rapping. There's no harm in that, is there?
I guess not. Actually, you're a very interesting person. For a cute guy.
Hey, what can I say?
Hi, Alan, it's Natalie. Natalie Green. How about entering the dance contest with me? Well, to you, too. Oh, it's never gonna work.
Give us a break. Just call him and say, "Hey, Al, you dance with me in the contest, or you'll never dance again."
Thank you, dear Rebby.
Look who finally fell out of the candy machine. She's been spending all her time down there.
You're just jealous because I get my peanut butter cups for free.
What more can one ask from a romance? Except a hefty advance on our prenuptial agreement.
We don't have a romance. I happen to be attracted to Fred's mind.
I feel the same way about John Belushi.
Look, I like what Fred has to say. He makes me think.
About what?
About what it is.
What is it?
You know, what it is.
Whatever it is, you blew the committee meeting with Mrs. Garrett for the dance contest.
Oh, no. I was supposed to help her with the decorations. What do I tell her?
It doesn't matter. Any little white lie will do.
White lie, Blair? If the little ones are white, what color are the lies that are killers?
Plaid?
Well, you better come up with something or you'll be behind the eight ball.
See? That's another thing. How come the eight ball is black and when you're behind it, you're in hot water?
Hey! Don't bust my chops. You want to be behind the six ball? Be behind the six ball. What is it with you lately?
Nothing.
Listen, 80 candy bars a day can make anyone jumpy.
Tootie, Carl's downstairs. He's waiting to rehearse for the dance contest.
Yeah, okay.
And since you missed the committee meeting, we went ahead and decided the decorations for the dance. Now, Blair's doing the ceilings, Natalie's doing the walls, and you're doing the windows. Tootie's here, Carl. Carl, you'll have to get out of there. I'm defrosting, and my ice is getting nice and mushy.
Sorry, Mrs. Garrett. Oh, hey, Tootie, let's go rehearse.
I can't rehearse with you.
Tootie, we have to rehearse. When you dance as well as we do, overconfidence is the enemy.
There are things in here I don't even recognize.
Carl, I can't be your partner in the dance contest.
Why not, Tootie?
Well, we worked real hard last year, and all we won were his and her frisbees.
Well, I know, but this year, first prize is two portable stereos with tape decks.
My pork butt has freezer burn.
Look, Carl, I just can't dance with you.
Why not? What's the problem?
Well, actually, you know when you throw me up in the air, it makes me nauseous.
All right, I won't throw you up in the air. It's an attention grabber, but it's out, okay?
Carl, you don't understand.
Look, Tootie, the dance is in 2 days. You can't cop out of me now.
Look, Carl, I can, and that's it.
Women. If I live to be 30, I'll never understand them.
I don't want to dance with Carl in the contest.
Look, Mrs. Garrett, Fred told me how these things work. You start out inner dancing and you end up inner marrying. It's inevitable.
Are you saying that people of different races shouldn't have anything to do with each other? Not even dance together?
That's what Fred says.
I used to know a girl named Tootie who thought for herself.
Mrs. Garrett, when you mix black and white, all you get is gray, and that's nowhere.
You always seemed so happy here.
You think it's a terrific thing giving a black girl a white education and white friends. Nobody cares that I'm gonna wake up one morning and not know who I am. Well, I care, and I won't let that happen to me. I just won't.
Tootie, I did it. I finally asked Alan to be my dance partner in the contest, and he said yes. He laughed a lot, but he said yes.
Oh, Natalie, that's good. That's nice. You okay, Tootie? Sure, I'm okay. Why wouldn't I be okay?
Because when you're okay, you don't say, sure, I'm okay.
Lately, you've been biting everybody's head off. What's bugging you?
I'm finding out who I am. I'm black.
No kidding.
We thought you were Suzanne Somers.
That's not funny.
When did this get to be such a big deal all of a sudden?
We all know we're different. I'm Blair Warner, and you're not.
You got it a little mixed up. You're all the same. I'm the one that's different, and I don't want to forget it.
Then write yourself a note. Just a little humor there.
Tootie, I pressed it. You did a wonderful job.
What's that?
Oh, this is the dress that Tootie made for you. A galabia.
A galabia. Without spaghetti straps. Oh, it's very African.
Something wrong with that?
No. Next to Calvin Klein, it's my favorite style.
Tootie, it is beautiful.
How did this go?
It's a hip scarf. It goes like this.
Higher.
How cute. A bra.
Higher. It's a kalimba, a headdress.
You wear it around your head?
Yeah, give us a break. Wrap it around your face.
Tootie, your design is dynamite.
When I make a dress, I want people to know it was made by a black person.
Great idea. Put it on the label, right next to dry clean only.
Are you making fun of my dress?
No. I think it's a knockout.
Don't pretend to like it if you don't. I don't want you messing with my head.
Tootie, don't be so sensitive.
If I didn't like it, I'd say so. I like it.
Why don't we all go down and have some ice cream, huh?
Yeah, we don't care what flavor. Chocolate or vanilla.
No, thank you. I've invited some friends over. We're meeting downstairs now.
I thought we were her friends.
Hi,
hey, you guys.
Jay. How's it going?
Okay. Well, I guess you're wondering why I called you all here. I always want to say that, you know? Anyway, I wanted us to get together so we could talk about things.
What things?
Well, you know, the kind of things that we, as black women, share.
Right.
What do we share?
You know, like we all come from the same place.
Hey, no kidding, you from Baltimore, too?
No, I mean originally.
Originally, we're from Atlanta, but we moved to Baltimore when I was 3.
She means Africa.
Oh, we're from Jamaica.
Julia, you're into Africa, aren't you?
Yes, it's the subject of all my poems.
I love the one that was in the school newspaper, Ghana with the Wind.
My boyfriend Jamal's in the poetry, too.
Well, when's Jamal gonna fix me up with his brother?
He's working on it.
Hey, Terry, maybe we could double date sometime.
Nah, I don't date. I'm in training. But listen, Tootie, you can always keep me company when I run.
I'd love to.
I'm at the track every day at 4:30.
Before dinner?
Before breakfast.
You run at 4:30 in the morning? My nose won't run that early.
Hi, guys. Hey, Blair, you were right about that blue dress.
Oh, I knew it turned Jamal on.
Wow, you should have seen him.
Hey, Julie, I hear you're running for Latin Club president.
You know what they say. Altius ebunt quiap summa nituntur. They will rise highest who strive for the highest places.
E pluribus unum. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye. Now, where were we?
Whoops. Tempest Fugit. Time flies. I'll see you later, Tootie.
You know, Tootie, getting together like this was a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you at the track sometime.
Well, how was your get-together?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Garrett, kind of laid there. Julia's really a brain, but she talks Latin all the time. And Madge, all she talks about is Jamal, and he's even more boring than Latin.
Well, not all people have the same interests. What about Terry?
It's hard to be best friends with someone whose idea of fun is to run until you drop.
Well, you can't whip up friendships like instant pudding. You have to let them simmer in the pot a while till they thicken, like spaghetti sauce. Oh, besides, Tootie, you have a lot of good friends.
I know, but I'm black and they're not. And, well, see, Fred and I talk a lot, and he says that your friends should be the same kind you are. That's why I couldn't be Carl's dance partner.
All I know is everyone loves to watch you and Carl dance.
I don't care. I asked Fred to be my partner instead.
Well, no one's gonna stop you from doing what you want to do. But I gotta tell you, Natalie and Joe and Blair are a little upset about what's happening. They think of you as a close friend, and they don't want that to change.
But they can't be my close friends. They shouldn't be.
But they still are.
I know. I'm so confused.
Ah, I guess when it comes to black and white, things aren't necessarily black and white.
Mrs. Garrett, what should I do?
Oh, Tootie, honey, I wish I could tell you. But the black experience isn't my experience. But I can tell you one thing. The answer is inside yourself. And when you hear it, you'll know what to do.
And what am I doing here?
You're my guest and my partner for the dance contest.
Look at her. What is she trying to prove?
Isn't my Galabia beautiful? And don't I look wonderful in it?
Yes and yes.
I couldn't wear the head turban, though. My hair is my crowning glory.
Hi.
What are you smiling at? Just keep walking, nerd.
Okay, everybody, 5-minute warm-up for the big contest. Dancers, start your engines.
Okay, Fred, let's dance.
Right on. Let's show them how it's done.
Right on.
Another myth shot to pieces.
Listen, you know, Tootie, it's not too late to change your mind about the contest.
Hey, if you're moving in on my date, sucker, start playing.
This dance is finally getting interesting.
Listen, man, I've got a girlfriend. In fact, I got 3. See, I just want to dance with Tootie.
Yeah, just so she'll help you win.
Now, why would he want to dance with someone who'd help him lose?
I bet you think she's got rhythm, too.
No, actually, he's the one with rhythm. I'm the crowd pleaser.
You really want to dance with that white boy?
No. I want to dance with Carl. We won last year, and we can do it again.
Sure you win. I mean, look at your competition. They move white.
If they move white, then so do I, because I taught them every step they know.
Then you'll have to give them more lessons, because they can't dance.
They can't dance? Well, that's the pot calling the kettle black.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It's just a figure of speech. Lighten up, Fred.
Watch your language, girl.
Look, I know you want me to know who I am. Well, I know who I am. I'm me. And nobody tells me who my friend should be. I pick them myself. After all, my taste can't be too bad. I picked you, didn't I?
I hear you.
Now I'm gonna win with Carl, but I'm gonna celebrate with you. Everybody stand back, except for my roommates. Because I can't win this without a little help from my friends.
Get 'em right.